Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 204.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. It's the last nice day of summer.
No.
It's supposed to rain for days after today.
You'd believe all that crap?
Well, it's Apple. That's what they tell me.
Hello,
look at, here's Thursday morning, rain. And where do you go for the long term? Here, let's look at the long term. And what am I looking at this in? What's this called?
This is
Safari.
You got a widget
thing. Yeah, what is the program called? You know.
Well, it's
app.
The weather network widget.
It's widgets.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you have a widget up, and I was thinking, isn't the thing called something different? But it's not. But look at rain. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday. Rain every day.
But
if that's even remotely the case, that's just going to suck. So
there is sunshine in there somewhere, though.
Oh, it's right here. Sit next to you.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And what's the rest? Only something when she's away.
I have no idea.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Who is that? It's
The Withers?
Sunshine when she's gone.
Some soulful dude.
She's always gone to
I can't remember who that is. A lot of people do it, though.
Speaking of soul, you know Warren Haynes just released a soul.
I thought you were just going to say he died.
No. Soul album.
Solo album.
A solo album that is soul. It's a soul
album. Oh, a soul solo album.
That's the way
you say it. Wow, that's tricky. Soul solo, soul solo, soul solo, soul solo. Sounds like Chinese food.
Or?
I'll have the soul solo.
Or the Han Solo.
Oh, yeah, not to be confused with...
What?
Well, Star Wars.
Princess Leia.
Is there a reason why they call her Princess Leia?
No.
Oh.
Do you know any girls named Leia?
Isn't your bass player's name Leia?
Leo. Yes. We're working on getting a new bass player. You know anybody who can play?
Officially?
No. I hope he doesn't listen to this show.
I told you, take mine.
Take your bass player?
Yeah.
No.
At least in your band, he can write.
Yeah, right. We'll let him write.
Did you guys ever end up doing some originals, or did you record anything? What happened?
Yeah, we did record some stuff.
Where is it? I want
to
hear it.
It's on my hard drive. You want to listen to it?
Well, absolutely.
You never heard any of that stuff?
No, I never heard anything.
Okay.
Did you finish some?
Yeah.
Good God in heaven, man. Bring it on. Wow.
It was recorded really crappily, though.
I mean, why?
The drums were recorded crappily, I should say. It's just where we went.
What do you mean, where you went?
We went to somewhere to record our original tunes.
Right, okay.
And it was...
But why would the drums be bad? Aren't they somebody's specialty?
Yeah. Well, the drummer sounded great.
Right.
But the guy who recorded the drums made the snare sound like a...
Well, could you fix it? Like, did you have the files and stuff, or no? Did you have it done somewhere and mixed and then just given the songs, or what? Like, did you guys record the rest of the stuff after or anything? Or
no.
What?
No. Oh,
okay.
It was... there wasn't much overdubbing or... Yeah.
Should have had me do it.
Should have.
Because I work for free.
I don't even know if I even...
You'd had to pay me.
The only way I knew you was you were the crazy guy from Wicked Angel who...
Yeah, but what? That wasn't that long ago. What are you talking about?
It was that long ago. We had a different singer. Kevin LaFrancois was our singer when we wrote
Kevin,
that.
The guy from Chrysler?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear that. But I was talking about, because I know recently you guys had started working on some originals as King Friday, like lately, like last year or the year before, remember?
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
It's Dan. It's all okay. Dan. I hope Dan is listening to this show.
You know what's really, I don't even get it.
I don't get
you that. Too. I don't get why you don't record, because you have absolutely everything in your hand all the time. You have something in your hand right now you could record your band on.
I could.
And the headphones on, and it is in front of a microphone. But Dan, too. I mean, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Like.
It's apathetic.
It is.
Speaking of apathy.
We'll talk about that in a little while, but we got some news first.
Oh, news, right.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's happening in the news today? Anvil's coming to Windsor. That's kind of neat. They've not been here ever before. At least not as Anvil, anyway.
And who's playing with them?
Lips.
No, no.
Oh, no, there's a few Windsor bands. Actually, I'll tell you.
And I know a band that's playing with them.
And why aren't we?
Is Paul's other band playing with them?
Paul?
Drew?
No, no, no. Betrayer, Final Stage, and Perpetuate.
Oh, Perpetuate. That's Perpetuate. Glenn Fricker just finished their CD.
Yeah, he does all those bands' CDs and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Betrayer, too, I think. Yep. Final Stage. Actually, you know what? Final Stage, I believe, is... okay, that's something he did, too, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
All right.
Maybe not. You're probably right, actually.
Well, maybe he did do them.
He might have.
I had them on an episode of Border City Radio.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Final Stage.
Yeah, local band, right?
So he may have done something recently with them, for sure. So...
But yeah, there's like those, at least those three bands. There might be another band or two that's not on the actual ticket. I think there might still be another band. I know when I saw the thing, I'm like, there's all these bands playing.
There's a lot of bands.
Yeah. But,
and who's Anvil anyway?
Anvil is a Toronto-based heavy metal band and really shot, I don't know, they've been a big influence in their genre for the last 30 years. You know, an influence on other bands, rock bands and metal bands and stuff like that, but they never really received their due until the movie came out a few years ago, Anvil, The Story of Anvil, a documentary about them, and it just like really shot them up, man. They went and played everywhere the movie showed, pretty much.
That was cool.
Which is cool, and then played, you know, they've always been on the road, I guess, but I mean, they're playing with a lot other bigger bands now, too, so I mean, it's just, it's cool to see for them, because they're just a band that stuck to their guns, did what they wanted, and never conformed.
Exactly.
Which is pretty cool and pretty rare. You know what
and
I mean?
And you interviewed Lips, didn't you?
I interviewed Lips, and actually that interview will be when everybody hears this show, either sometime probably Sunday or Monday. On that Monday, the May 16th, Lips will be on CJAM's You Talking to Me, 4:30 p.m.
And you can listen to that on the website as well afterwards. Oh, and live, too.
Yeah, live on cgm.ca. It'll be a podcasted thereafter. I'm still working on putting all the shows on my feed, so everything's together with all my old shows and everything.
Right.
Because I'm always scared. Well, I had something in place for a while that would record the shows from the station when they aired, too, just because once in a while there's been a glitch in the website or something, and I lost one show.
Wow.
That I don't, you know... aired live, and if you know
I never had
a chance to, you know, have it save the podcast or, you know, re-listen to it, really it was never put on the website or anything.
And
it's all automatic.
And what show was that? It was a good show.
Yeah, it was the medicinal marijuana show.
I knew it was a good show,
and I had two guests on.
I'm glad I listened to that. A woman and a man.
Yeah both from Michigan, actually. And I would have liked to listen to the show after, but I never did get that opportunity. And I actually lost a few, there was a few shows missing. And then once the website was fixed, though, those shows were up. And apparently that one was just at the worst time and it didn't get recorded. So, And like I said, it's all automatic, that stuff. So it just like, it happens and there's no real control anybody has over it because nobody does anything physically. You know what I mean?
On a show by show basis.
Yeah. They just get cut and posted.
Like, right.
You know, my show's from 4:30 till 5. At 5 o'clock, that show's recorded and
whatever
posted,
is said what I mean. After 5 o'clock is added
right.
to the next
yeah,
show.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually had to put a couple of mine together because, you know, somebody wants them and they're not together if they get it from their website. So
exactly.
And so it helps you conform to time too, you know.
Which we have a hard time doing here.
Yeah. So moving right along, I just want to mention something else too. Lost Straitjackets. What a cool instrumental band. Surf band. Cool stuff, man. I won this at the CGM Jammies and it's pretty neat.
What is it again?
Lost Straitjackets.
I know, but what kind of music
surf.
Is it? Surf.
Instrumental.
Yeah.
That's all they do. And they wear masks. It's weird.
That's very weird.
But anyway, anything else in the news?
Nothing we're not going to miss.
All right. Moving along to today's topic, voter apathy and its repercussions.
That's right.
Wow. All right. Time for Music Mayhem.
Big JD is not a big fan of the political landscape or the voter, the whole, what's the word? The infrastructure that's in place that takes.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you vote?
I did not vote. Did you vote?
I can't vote in the federal election.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
So, and if I would have voted, I wouldn't have voted for the guy who got in. So, I don't know what to say other than we're doomed.
Yeah, I mean, you can go vote, and if your guy doesn't win, it doesn't mean anything anyway either. So, I mean, it almost, you know, so how does that matter for you?
Yeah, here's what I want.
How does that matter for the half of the people that don't vote, that voted and it wasn't their guy that got in?
That's right. That's why I wanted to talk about the roots of voter apathy. There's the two big main ones, what you just mentioned.
Sure.
I voted for a guy and it didn't make any difference anyway. He's a
bum. So why should I vote next time?
Right.
Right.
Or I keep voting, but my guy never gets in.
Right.
And so I feel like I'm wasting my time all the time because the guy who I think is going to make a difference never gets voted in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that the lack of connection between the candidates and the people who are voting for them has anything to do with it? Because it seems like they're up on a hill out in Ottawa, and then they come down and ask for your votes, and then they go back out.
I'm sure. I think a lot of things come into play, and I'm sure that's one of them. It's like, you know, I mean, unless you really follow these things and these people and what they do, for the most part, it's like, yeah, they want what they want. They want their handout or whatever. And other than that, like, you don't know them. You don't hear from them. You don't talk to these people. You don't, I don't know, some of them, how active even are some of them?
Exactly.
You just know they get lots of our money.
Well, they get lots of our money, but the main thing is they get a lot of the lobbyist money.
Right.
For every person in office, there's three lobbyists who live in Ottawa as well.
Yeah.
Trying to get their laws passed. Do you have a lobbyist?
I don't know. Do I?
The heavy metal lobbyist?
What is that?
Or the podcaster's lobbyist?
Is there one? I don't have any.
No, of course.
I don't have a lobbyist.
These organizations don't.
We have a lobby here in the studio. Does that count for anything?
And it's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Whereas the pharmaceutical companies and the tobacco companies and the car companies and just about every single company that has an interest in the way that the laws are passed has a lobbyist in Ottawa or in the case of the states in Washington. So is it because of that there's voter apathy? I have no real influence on the way that my guy that I voted in or even the guy who got voted in who's supposed to represent me votes to pass these laws.
And this comes from somebody who actually thinks about it. You imagine how many people that don't vote, that don't even think about it. Like, what's my vote going to do or not do? What difference does it make? I don't see anything going to change anyway, and it didn't last time. You know what I mean? Some people don't think anything of it. I'm not voting. I got other things to do, and they don't think anything of it. Whereas, you know what I mean? Some people rationally think out all these things and will or won't vote. Where there's, I think there's more people that don't even, just don't give it any thought at all. Don't even bother, especially young people.
Especially young people. So, and that kind of brings me to my next question is, being that the political situation is what it is, voter apathy is crazy, lobbyists really are the people who introduce laws into the country that affect the voters. What kind of person gets into politics who wants to do that kind of thing, be an MP? Like, you know, Jeff Watson worked on the line in Chrysler, wasn't a mayor, wasn't a counselor, wasn't a guy in Ontario provincial politics, went right from the line right to Ottawa. What kind of woman or man gets into it knowing that it's not really representative government in the way it was set up?
I think they're looking for the free ride.
That's exactly what I think, too. There are some good guys out there, do you think?
I suppose there are few and far between, but yeah. If you really get down to it, I think it's the same thing. I want to sit on my butt in an office and do nothing. Make rules, make some laws, pass some things, meetings.
Get my hands greased.
Get your hands greased. You know, get your butt greased and get your, you know, yah-yahs out.
Get your yah-yahs out. Yeah. It just boggles my mind that people get into it. What kind of, where are they coming from? That's what makes me think, a lot of people think poorly of politicians, which of course adds to the apathy pile.
Well, a politician's job, they say, is very hard. He has to choose who's got to go and die.
What?
You know that's from?
It sounds...
Politicians, I would say, is very hard.
It's Ozzy?
Yeah.
He has to choose. You gotta go and die.
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah, I know the song, but what's the title of that song?
Wicked World. Yeah.
And one last question. How does voter apathy differ from voter fatigue? Whereas, like, you know, in there's people who didn't vote because, well, we just had a, we had an election, like we had, what, 7 elections in the last 4 years? Is that the what that worked out?
Basically.
It was crazy. We voted too many times just because the people, just because of the way our system is set up. We don't have two big parties. We have four parties.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's even worse.
So we have the three that aren't in power ganging up on the one that is in power. So they're always trying to get them out. And we got them out this time. And how did that work out for them? We're not going to have an election too soon now, are we? It's going to be another 4 years we have an election because we have a, finally have a majority government.
You shouldn't. I think voting should include everyone. And it's everyone that should get together and decide collectively and in agreement who they want to vote. Who they want in and why, and make the best choice. Do you think that ends up being different than just casting your ballot?
I mean, it could be someone who doesn't even want to run. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily somebody that doesn't want to run. I mean, if it's the certain people that are running, but you have to choose one of them, can't everybody collectively, I don't know, I guess it's kind of the same thing, majority rule, but...
Pretty much.
I guess...
Pretty much.
I was thinking of something different in a way that everybody, you know, like if you sit down with five people and let's pick out the best, the reason why a certain person should be the one that we would want in office. And then that way, sort of everybody wins. You know what I mean? Like you might like one person, I like somebody else, but let's sit down and weigh out the options and the pros and the cons and, you know, what's will, you know, eventually be best for us as a people to choose so that everybody is sort of in agreement of who they pick and not, you know, you vote for your guy and he didn't win and my guy got in and then you're, you know, unhappy because of the way things are run. And you know what I mean?
Let's, they do that. That's, they have like runoff elections. So, okay, let we pick these guys. Okay. Now these guys are left and now we're going to, everybody's got to pick out of these two. You know, your guy didn't win in the first one, but now you got to pick one of the other guys.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I think
best two out of three.
Best two out of three or something like that. Anyway,
best five out of seven or whatever it is here.
Exactly. You know what I want to hear? Big JD?
What do you want to hear?
Some Corrosion of Conformity.
Oh.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
There is your Corrosion of Conformity. Vote with a Bullet. That's from the CD Blind.
Is it Blind or Blinded?
Corrosion of Conformity.
That's Blind.
They spell it COC.
COC, yeah. Is it, and that's it now? It's just COC now?
Oh, no, it's always been the same thing, but I mean, short form. You know what I mean? I think it just stems from their hardcore days. It was cool to be called Cock, I guess. I don't know. Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, Samsung has just recently released a line of televisions, and they're relatively inexpensive. They're called smart TVs, Samsung smart TVs. And basically what they do is they're connected to the internet.
You carry them around like your phone?
Smart TVs, yes. Yeah. Under your arm.
Yeah.
No. They're big LCD TVs for the most part. I don't think they have any plasma ones yet. But they have set up a ecosystem of applications. Doesn't everybody want to have application store for their hardware so that their hardware will just sell like iPhones?
Yeah.
Or Android phones or whatever.
Sure they do.
But that ain't going to happen, is it?
It's happening.
I don't think so. So one of the apps in the... Samsung App Store is Kama Sutra.
Ooh, yeah.
That is crazy. and you want to buy it, it's $4.50. And they have all these categories over here. Entertainment, education, games, health.
And that's just apps for the TV.
Apps for the TV, yeah. Exactly. Wow. Let's see what they got in music and video.
Why didn't they just put the iOS in their TV? That we could use the Apple apps.
Well, that's what Apple's going to do. They're going to make a TV.
Well, yeah, that's cool. But I mean, everybody should have all the same thing. So are these all apps from Samsung? Like TuneIn Radio you can get on your Samsung TV?
Yes.
So is it TuneIn that makes... Yes. For various platforms, then.
Yes.
That's so what the apps do.
Looks like the same Taran Chahan, obviously some Oriental gentleman, making these applications in the music video section.
Right.
And then there's reference apps, social networking apps, utilities. Like you can learn how to speak Dutch if you want to. Hmm. On your TV, Samsung TV.
Right.
So
smart TVs. So smart they're going to have apps on them.
Exactly. And I know that some of the apps are like in the States, of course, Hulu and Pandora. So you can be on there watching stuff from other than the cable that's coming into your house.
I wonder at what time we're going to have our phones basically on the television so that we can just, you know, do our video conferencing and make our phone calls and come up with the dial pad will be on the TV and we can just do it all from there from our couch.
I think there's a Skype version.
There's an app for that.
Skype is making a version for Samsung TVs.
Right. I remember seeing that's something that's available now. That's already in one of the TVs.
I think it's a Google TV platform, I think, is where
I don't remember what it was I saw, but I think it's on the Google site that it's part of something already. And yeah.
Speaking of Skype, Microsoft bought Skype.
Microsoft bought Skype? Yeah. That sucks.
$8.5 billion.
Wow.
I know. That's insane. Skype said they were given, like, they think they were worth $5 billion, and they were given $8.5 billion.
What sucks, though, is that Microsoft owns that.
I know.
What's going to, and that's, now that you mention that, I bet that's the only reason that you have to pay for part of Skype now. I mean, you had to pay for little things, but now, but there's the Skype business thing and paying for, if you want a video conference with a person, you can do that. But if you want a video conference with, you know, up to four people, you have to pay for a certain part of Skype. Like it's grown, you know, to this thing that you have to pay money for now.
Exactly. And
it used to be all free.
I know, much. But they can't make money if it's free. And
I guess.
It doesn't get better if it's free either.
It always seems like when something goes bad, I smell Microsoft.
And I think four of the last five quarters, they've lost money.
Microsoft?
No, Skype.
Oh.
Microsoft has yet to have a losing quarter.
They don't have to worry about that anymore with that billions of dollars they got. What are they going to do with all that money?
Skype dudes?
Yeah, I'd like to interview them.
They're from Belgium?
Yeah, wherever.
Yeah, somewhere in Europe, Northern Europe.
Yeah.
So, wow. So anyway, back to the Samsung TV, smart TVs, and they're relatively inexpensive. For these TVs, it doesn't, and you can get 3D TVs with these apps on them as well that they're putting out. So it's interesting. Well, and the reason I bring this up is because this is one of the first one that's the major brand name, and they're getting heavily into the app thing. Yes, the Google TV is out, and that was also installed. I want to say on Samsung, it might have been Panasonic, but I'm not sure. And that really didn't take off too much. But whereas the manufacturer's actually in charge of the App Store, and it's putting them out there. And Samsung is a huge seller of HD TVs.
Yeah.
They have control over this. You're going to get this.
Our TV's is Samsung. No, it's a Philips.
Ours is a Samsung. And what I was going to say is it has Ethernet or a little wireless adapter that comes with the TV.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Included.
So it's ready to go out of the box. Your TV is hooked up.
Check that out in the show notes. You don't get show notes here.
You don't get show notes at the Jabbercast.
No,
you don't.
No.
What else was I going to say?
Somebody doesn't have time.
If you had, if you have in your house a NAS, like a network access storage system, and there's streaming software on that device, you can stream to.
Even if there's not, I mean, depending on what apps are on there now, I mean, if you can get an app like those ones that you can stream from the phone, from your computer, you know what I mean? as the go-between kind of thing. Then you can stream from another drive, or it doesn't even have to be a network drive. It can be connected or whatever, like I do now.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to do it like from the TV.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah, cool. Good stuff. So back a little bit on our topic about voter apathy. How does this tie in with the census?
The census has to be done every, what, 4 years?
Do you have to sign those things and do all that census stuff?
They say
I don't remember doing that for the last 10 years.
They say it's the law now. I think it's because of guys like you, they made it the law.
Yeah. So maybe somebody comes here and I do it.
So they send you the envelope, but you can do it online. And then, just yesterday, we got a card in the mail saying, you got to do this. It's the law.
Yeah.
We're going to come. The census police are going to pick you up and take you to jail.
But in the end, what is that for? It's all about voting, isn't it?
How many
people are there that are old enough to vote?
There's that. And it determines on how the federal government, or how every government disperses money. School systems and infrastructure. Okay,
yeah. Some of that, I guess, I understand. But when is the time going to come where they're going to make it mandatory to vote? Is that going to happen?
That's a great idea.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I don't give anybody an idea. This show won't be posted anywhere after the live.
It's mandatory that you vote, and it's mandatory you vote for us. Right. That's the way it is in China, basically. And that's the way it was in Russia. And Cuba is the same way.
Well, we don't want it to be like that here.
you got to vote.
The last freedom we have is not having to vote.
The last freedom we have. There's the jabber quote of the week.
And we have
right
that
there.
Little leeway with yellow lights. So they didn't take everything from us yet. And I also want to know how every time I go to any webpage, they always know who I am at Facebook. Why is that? How does that work?
I don't understand what the question is.
Well, I'm on some website that has nothing to do with anything, searchwarp.com, and they have a thing where I can post my comments to my Facebook account, and it's right on their page.
You signed in using your face. You connected with Facebook Connect at some point.
No, this site.
No?
Well, no. This happens all the time. You don't have to connect anywhere. There's lots of sites that do that. I just go to this site, and it knows who I am here with Facebook and stuff. They know everything.
I'm sorry, but you have to connect at some point to some one of these guys.
No.
I never get that.
No, never heard of the site before even.
I never get that, and never...
You just must not look for it. In politics, voter apathy is a term used to describe perceived apathy, lack of caring among voters in an election. So it's an actual real term, too.
Yeah, sure.
Not just, the two words put together... It's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a study on it, too.
If it's in Wikipedia, then you know it is.
We're doing a podcast on
it. A related term is voter fatigue, describes a possible cause of voter apathy, elections that are held too frequently.
There you go.
Which is what you were also talking about.
Yeah. It's very related in so much that it prevents people, or it's a hindrance for people going out and voting.
Let's move on to the jabber quote. This week's jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used ballots. If you're having an election in your neck of the woods, go to Steve and Larry and get your used ballots. You can find them in the corner of Wabash and Strabane. Beautiful Burbank, California. No pregos.
From Marshall McLuhan, whoever that is. You know who that is?
Marshall McLuhan.
Who is Marshall McLuhan?
He's a writer.
Okay. And he wrote this. American youth attributes much more importance to arriving at driver's license age than at voting age.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, it makes sense because
it is. You know what? It's not too bad because why should I do anything for these people, for the government? But in the long run, you're trying to do it for yourself,
exactly.
For people. But does it really do anything for people? And that's why people don't care, I don't think.
Well,
somebody always screws something up is what happens most of the time.
Every once in a while, a really good politician comes around and gives politicians a good name, like Douglas Fraser, John F. Kennedy, Pierre Trudeau, you know.
So that's valid.
So that gives us hope that there's a good guy in there.
And those are the ones they shoot.
Yeah, you're right.
They assassinate them.
No one shot Stephen Harper yet.
Not yet.
Did you say, I was going to say, did you know
what
I said?
Listen to this show and hear the Corrosion of Conformity vote with a bullet. We're out of time, and next week, though, let me tell you this, what we have coming up for you.
Let me tell you something!
On the Jabbercast, as I go to the new blog where you find the shows now, the new Jabbercast website, you can actually email us at...
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. This isn't a blog, though. It's blog style.
Yeah. But it's... but it is a blog, isn't it? I post stuff. I post the shows.
Post the shows that we're going to have.
I don't blog on it.
Blog
on. Is that what you mean? Like you blog on the Easy Mac site.
Yeah. What do we have for us next week?
Sunday, May 22nd. Next week, renovations, do-it-yourself, and more.
I love it.
Awesome. He loves doing it himself.
DIY.
Save some money.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.